I have a short message from John chapter 21, and if I just get it lined up, here we go. Hello, Richard Gathers. All right. I want to talk to you about an incident that takes place about 2 weeks after the resurrection from the dead. Jesus had given his disciples instructions to meet him in Galilee. The disciples have made their way up north, but Jesus hasn't yet shown up. Peter's the one that came up with the idea of going fishing. And so the guys all get into a boat. They spend the entire night fishing, and they caught Zippo, nada, nothing. Early in the morning, if you look carefully, you see a lone figure on the beach, on the shore, calling out to the men, asking if they had caught any fish. He suggests that they try casting their nets on the other side of the boat. And when they do, they can't even draw in the net because it is so filled with fish. And then they realize it was Jesus on the shore. They get in their when they get their boat to the shore, Jesus has breakfast prepared for them. Now, I know the smarty pants think that it was a breakfast of pita bread and broiled fish. I can't help but think there were some pancakes involved as well. And I think we're having pancakes today. So I'm just doing this to kind of build up for what's to come. Okay, we got some pancakes coming. And then this happens.
After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?
Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
Take care of my lambs.
A second time, Jesus said to him,
Simon, son of John, do you love me? Take care of my sheep.
A third time, Jesus said,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Peter became sad because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? And so he said to him,
Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.
Take care of my sheep.
I have two simple, quick lessons here. And the first one is about forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection is tied to the forgiveness of our sins. When Jesus died on the cross, he died as a sacrifice for our sins. Isaiah writes in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. But how do you know he actually paid for our sins? Just because enough people say that he did? How do we know that he paid for our sins? We know because death couldn't hold him. He came back to life because he had paid for everything. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. But you know what? He did rise from the dead. Your sins have been paid for. When Jesus meets Peter on the beach, he asks him three times if he loves him. Why three times? Because of something that had happened a few weeks before, on the night that Jesus was arrested.
Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. That other disciple was well known to the high priest, so he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest's house, while Peter stayed outside by the gate. Then the other disciple went back out, spoke to the girl at the gate, and brought Peter inside.
Aren't you also one of the disciples of that man?
No, I'm not.
It was cold, so the servants and guards had built a charcoal fire and were standing around it, warming themselves. So Peter went over and stood with them, warming himself. Peter was still standing there, keeping himself warm. So the others said to him, "Aren't you also one of the disciples of that man?"
"No, I am not."
But Peter denied it. One of the high priest's slaves, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, spoke up.
"Didn't I see you with him in the garden?"
"No."
And at once, a rooster crowed.
So why was Peter so grieved when Jesus asked him three times if he loved Jesus? Because he had told Jesus that he would never, ever deny him. Jesus said, "No, Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows." He said, "Oh no, not me, I'll never do it. Let me just ask you this. Have you ever felt like you've failed him? Have you ever felt like you did something that you promised you'd never, ever do? You've done that one sin one too many times. How about 300 too many times?" You know what? There is forgiveness today because of the resurrection. Jesus is here today, and he's asking you, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" He's not asking because he wonders. He's not asking because he doubts that you love him. He knows that you do. And he has forgiveness for you. If you love him, stop running from him. Turn around and receive the forgiveness that he has already paid for. And we know that he's paid for it. Why? Because he rose from the dead. Second thing I want to say. Second point is this. Get back to work. Very early in his ministry, Jesus saw two men out on the Sea of Galilee fishing. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, that's Peter, Simon Peter. He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. They immediately left their nets and followed him. They had been fishers of fish, and Jesus promises to make them fishers of men. And they left their nets and followed Jesus. And yet now that Peter has failed Jesus so utterly, what is Peter doing? He's going back to the fish. He's left fishing for men, and he's gone back to the fish. And in fact, he's even persuaded others to follow him. He's not the only guy in the boat. He's persuaded other people to follow him back fishing for fish. When Jesus asks Peter three times if Peter loves him, Peter says, "Yes." And Jesus responds three times with basically the same thing. Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter had gone from fishing for fish to fishing for men, and now he's back to fishing for fish. And Jesus wants Peter to get back to the people. Get back to what I've called you to do. Get back to my sheep. Forgiveness takes us from the fish and sends us back to the people. Peter left the ministry of working with people to get back to the fish. And Jesus says, no, you get back to what I called you to do. Perhaps you've strayed from what God has originally called you to do. For some of you, it might be because of sin has messed up your life, and you might feel like God is done using you. You need to rethink that. If you think that God is done, finished using you, you need to think that. Because this morning, I proclaim to you that He is risen. Yeah, let's try that again. He is risen. And His resurrection proves that you've been forgiven. Your sins have been covered. God wants you to get back to the business of reaching out to this world and touching the people He died to save. For some of you, you know, maybe it was things got too messy at church. Somebody caused you trouble. Somebody hurt your feelings. Somebody opposed what you were doing. My question to you is this. Are you going to let people stop what God wants you to do? Are you going to let people stop what God wants to work through you? It might not be the same shape or size of what you were doing, but God still wants to use you. Get back to work, friends. Every person that God has ever used, has been a sinner saved by grace. You're no exception. Let's get back to work. Do you love Jesus? Then feed His sheep. Let's end with a song. Let's stand.